from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All righty, it's time for the crossover sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley, Mark Willard, and I'm going to ask Mark Willard read the Ian Rappaport tweet that he just sent, and we'll jump off there.
Yeah, okay, and this is on our Twitter feed now, too, if anybody wants to go find it from Rap Sheet. Quote, it does seem like the eventual outcome is Brandon Ayuk playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the 49ers moving on for some draft picks. End quote. Thoughts?
If Dibs? That's all they get is draft picks and they don't get a player who can help them now, then that's bad news. And even if it's a first and a second, that's great. Those are good, high-quality draft picks that you can use next year. But the whole point for me was get something for this year, something that's going to help you win. And you lose Brandon Ayuk, you definitely didn't get better for this year.
Mark, very, very poor practice this entire summer. This was miscalculated. This was not the way that anybody planned for it to go. Obviously, Brandon did some things and feel some things that they didn't think he would do and feel. And so they have officially gotten caught with their pants down. And then furthermore, if I were the 49ers today, I wouldn't do this. I would tell Brandon, thank you. We're done talking. You let us know when you're ready to put your pads on. And the reason I feel that way is not because Brandon's not entitled to his money. It's because he reportedly got his money and said no. That's what ticks me off if I'm the Niners. You said you want money from the Niners. The Niners said, no, we don't have the money that you want us to give you. Then you said, then trade me somewhere that will give me the money. Then we did, and you said you didn't want to go there. That's a no from me, dog.
Well, they took the bait. They didn't even have to engage in it. So
no, you're right.
And you hate when I say this because it's really kind of...
I don't hate when you say anything.
They got clowned. They got pumped.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
If this is the way it goes down, they got clowned.
He's still a Niner. And I just... Like, Ian's a big boy, but Willard, to your point... And Andrew Filippone, who we had on again from Pittsburgh on the afternoon.
Not a pony this week.
The baby's not here. This is just more speculation. No. So we can't. I can't come down the Niners road until we know this has actually went down.
Of course.
I mean, and again, I'm one man, but when I read and respect Tim Kawakami, and he came down the Niners road for possibly passing up a one back in May. And if you were going to trade this guy, who I think is a stud, you could have did it the night of the draft. If it ends up being what you guys just talked about, they're going to catch hell. And the reason I believe you're going to catch hell is because no said player is coming back to replace him. And he played the Herm Edwards sound that you guys had on about Pearsall.
Yeah, be careful.
I mean, slap me if I'm worried. The guy's getting hurt already.
Of course we should be worried.
That makes your team lesser.
Yes.
The one thing, if that's the way it ends up and they get picks but no player for Ayuk, then the press conference with Lynch and Shanahan's going to be interesting.
Tense.
Really interesting.
Tense. Yeah, and this is, well, and it's classic setup for Kyle Shanahan's perceived arrogance. It's a classic setup for what triggers fans about Kyle.
Because this move reeks of arrogance if you do it this way.
And that's what I mean. Like the idea that you, the 49ers, now believe, again, whether this is real or perception doesn't matter. But the way it's going to come off is y'all think you could just win with anybody out there.
And they do.
And then again, on his side of the fence, he's like, I took Jimmy Garoppolo to a Super Bowl. Have you watched Jimmy Garoppolo since he left here?
And a couple of NFC championships.
You know what I mean? So, do I put it past the Niners to still be awesome this year? I don't.
No, they could still be good. Yeah. They better be good. Yeah. You'd better not have any missteps in your passing game. And you mentioned earlier, you had a good point about Brock Purdy. If Brock Purdy is ordinary without Brandon Ayuk, that might cost him some money. So if I'm Brock Purdy, thinking about my chicken coming down the road, I'm not thrilled by this news in the least.
And I want to come hug Steiny because I'm like, did he really just say that? He just, you don't even know where I'm going. You brought up Brock Purdy, and I'm assuming that he's going to get 60 to 65. And he brought up the thought process of the mad genius Kyle to where he's like, hey, Purdy, I love you, but I could go get something half of your cost and we can still keep moving the ball.
Now that's
arrogance.
And I go,
Steiny, you're crazy. But if this happens, I got to believe, why would it stop there at the quarterback, Willard?
I mean at the wide receiver.
Yeah. No, the quarterback, when it's time to re-up Purdy and you are saying, I ain't got to give him 65.
Right.
Well, you know who I am? I could go find something that happens. That's where I win.
Yeah, but that's, you got some Trey Lance PTSD just dripping all over that.
Yeah, you would think.
That's a different animal.
You would think.
The quarterback is just a different animal. Period. By the way, I will say this real quick. I'm not going to lose my head until this actually happens.
I'm there.
I still see all kinds of different possibilities.
It's framework.
No, I mean even reports. I see buzz about a third team being involved that would send the Niners a receiver. There's all kinds of stuff. Plus, Ryan Williams' direct comment to the guys that all were reporting, NFL Network had reporting right in front of him at Raider camp today. His words were, stop believing everything you're reading on social media.
Oh, wow.
So, you're right. Rap Sheet's big boy.
Yeah.
He's not going to put out stuff that's wrong, at least.
But he said how it's going to end up. That's different
than... He also said it does seem.
Yeah,
it does seem.
He's a pro.
I just can't help but think about how broken this whole relationship is. Because if you play it out from back in February all the way through, they say they don't want me, to now I want to be traded, to, okay, we have a deal with New England, and he says no. However this has gone on, it seems to me that the two sides are not only far apart contractually, but emotionally as well. So if you're Shanahan and you're ready for football, I'm sure part of you is like, F this player.
Yeah.
Not F them picks. F this player. We're just going to move on. Fine, guys, trade him for wherever picks or whatever we get back. It's addition by subtraction at this point.
Now, I'm the king of misspeaking. You know, we know my flaws. But can you two share with me, because I just find this, not irony, how could McCaffrey refer to Ayuk on national TV?
Yeah.
No, but really, that could have just been, but somebody texted, that's like calling your wife your ex-wife. You don't do that.
It's like calling Joe Thomas Joe Staley. I want to shout you out.
I need my glasses.
Your line earlier.
Oh,
add it to my personal blooper reel. Dude, I almost drove off the road.
What did you guys think of that? Does he know something? Like it's
you. Of course he does. They all do.
So that wasn't just a slip-up.
Well, I think that at minimum he thinks that's the way it's going.
Things can change.
He's done. Whatever we find out in the media usually happened 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way. Like, how many conversations did we have about Markkanen? And it turns out the Warriors left in June. They're like, we're not even doing this.
Clay, too.
A whole month.
Clay, too.
Exactly.
He was gone for a full year. And we're like, is he staying?
He is my former team.
Know what we know.
And I think if he said that as a slip-up, whatever, accidents happen. But I would imagine there's a good sense in the locker room of him saying, you know, hey, y'all, I'm not going to be a Niner anymore.
Maybe that's what the bro hug was for.
Yes, and I do think that the Mike Tomlin piece is a lot of why he wants to go to Pittsburgh. We were going back and forth in the show thread about, what is it, Arthur Smith, who's the offensive coordinator.
The guy who kind of bungled Atlanta last year. Bijan Robinson's rookie year in Atlanta. Yeah. is now running
the offense.
He's now the
OC. And so why would you want to go there? And I just think that the Aiyuk Mike Tomlin connection.
The tweet.
However, yeah.
We look alike. Remember Aiyuk tweeted it? We look alike.
I don't know anything about their relationship. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they tweeted each other. Some people think they look like each other.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe they've maybe they text each other after practice. Maybe they've barely ever met each other. I really don't know. He's a great coach. I mean, he's a great coach. He's not an offensive coach.
Yeah.
I look at
the Niners are really gonna run out there with no Aiyuk and no replacement.
Not yet.
Wow.
Not yet.
It's not a done deal.
It's not.
And if it does go the way that it seems like it might be going, then the Niners messed this up seven ways to Sunday, because you're saying, like, right now, sorry, Brandon, no deal. Your time to draw that line in the sand was a long time ago.
Agreed.
When he said, I want to be traded, and you at the time said, that's cute, Brandon. Go ahead and, why don't you line up to the left on this play, and we'll go ahead and play football.
It's the same thing I would say to him today.
That's too late now.
No, it's not.
It's too late.
If I'm the Niners, that's what I would do. I'm not emotionally involved, though. I'm not mad at Brandon. I think they are. And I'm not mad at the Niners. And I think Brandon is. So they've got this emotional thing going on, and it's bothering each other on a daily at practice. I look at this more from just the view from 10,000 feet as far as business. And if somebody came to me and said, here's what I want, and then I'm like, I can't give it to you. And then they're like, but that's what I want. And I go, well, then we'll find a different place to get you that. And then we do that. And then you go, I don't want that either. I'm like, I'm done with you. No. Our conversation's over here. Like, I'm sorry. That is childish behavior. And as a parent, if you reward that, this is the first rule of parenting. If you reward that, oh boy, there's a penalty. There's a big penalty for that.
Part of me thinks that the Niners, like, they clearly, whether it was drafting Pearsall, they knew they had to get Aiyuk's situation was what it was. And I get the feeling that they were like, let's ride this thing to the utmost, like 2 or 3 months ago. And like, they lost their stomach for it a little bit. Like either Kyle really thought him being on the sidelines was a problem, or I don't know, but why wouldn't you just draw the line in the sand and say, try us, sit down.
It's a great question. And I think that I think the way you're assessing it is spot on. Like, I don't know why, that's what I think we can already, without knowing if there's a trade or what's in the trade, I think you can already criticize the 49ers just for that.
Mm.
Like, they played a card, right?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
They don't want to play the card anymore. And so Brandon has clearly got more of a stomach for this than they thought he would.
Yeah.
Wow. And well, now, he's got more of a desire to make things uncomfortable, because if he would have held out, which is the normal thing to do, out of sight, out of mind, here's my football team. But when he holds in and he might be polluting some of the goings-on in the locker room. He might be whispering to guys and telling Christian McCaffrey, yeah, say that I'm your former teammate. We'll see how that goes.
Say you have a calf injury.
Exactly. Right. Who knows what he's doing? I'm not saying that he's in there being a bad guy or being toxic, but the fact that he's around clearly is rankling Kyle Shanahan.
I think that's kind of accurate. I read this the other day. Let me just quick do this. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I guess it didn't register, but he's in the meetings and stuff.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk, so he's in the meet.
Yeah. At times, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, Kyle's annoyed. Kyle's very annoyed. Yeah. You know what I don't know? Maybe you guys do. Can you, like, the whole hold in, hold out thing, couldn't the Niners just, like, be like, don't come here. You can't be here. I'm sending you home.
I think there are Players Association.
But then you can't find me.
Fine. We won't find you. Go home. Can you do that?
But I'd have to look at the CBA.
They didn't do it to Jimmy nor Debo.
Right.
You know, that would have constituted.
Yeah.
But I think
this is different.
I do think, and the question was asked to Kyle, is there a difference between a hold out and a hold in? And he's like, I think there is. Now that I really think about it, I do think there is.
Well, that's what was certainly reported yesterday, that the hold out may bother a coach or this particular coach, but he can compartmentalize it to the point of, you know, it's a little out of sight, out of mind, and they all understand the business aspect of it. But if there's the business aspect of it, plus you're like walking around talking to people and walking on the field and being in meetings and your energy is in the room and your energy's not good, now the coach is going to feel like, dude, now you're messing with my job.
And when you touch me on that hug, I bet Kyle really wanted to throw him to the ground. Like, right, this is making it, you're making a mockery of it now.
Even if his energy was good, fake enthusiasm.
Right. There you go.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's what a good man.
Absolutely. The one thing is clear is that Shanahan is fed up. And, you know, for me, one of the big missteps was even engaging in, all right, we'll allow you to shop yourself around and, you know, acknowledging his trade request and making that something that you then went out and tried to do. That's the time where they could have just said, nah, we're not going to trade you and you can do what you want to do and, you know, hold in or hold out. You're going to play on the fifth year option and that's just going to be the way it goes. But once you started engaging in that process, and I think that they also didn't anticipate him, you know, coming out and refusing to go to a team if there was a trade in place. I think that caught him off guard as well.
And I'm Team IU, but Willard, you brought it up. So did you, Dibs. If he, in fact, did turn down a trade, when you're adults and you're really about that life and you're saying the relationship is severed and I'm up out of here, it's just all about the Benjamins and you got a team willing to give you, I don't care if you're in Beirut, you're supposed to be like deuces. So if he did, in fact, have that ready for him, and he's, I don't want to go there. That bothers me. If Brandon was my brother, I'd be like, that's the weak sauce part of this.
I'm with you.
But we don't know if he actually did that.
We don't know anything.
Okay.
We don't know any. Well, I mean, it's been reported in a number of places.
But you got to be out of here.
And I mean high-level places now that New England, you know, when Josina Anderson says it, this is all over the place, that New England's offer was at minimum $29 million a year, and the trade was in place, and Brandon didn't want to go. I that's where I got, you lost me. You lost me, Brandon. I was not mad at Brandon for any of this. I get it, you want your money. Maybe you want more targets. Maybe you want a team that'll just huck it all over the place or be behind by 15 in the fourth quarter every week.
But to get in 40
targets. If that's what you want, that's what you want. But when the boss gives you what you want,
that's not what he wanted.
You don't get to say
no.
Dibs,
you can't control
everything. Apparently, he does get to say no, and this is why I'd laugh at the notion that he has no leverage, because this is leverage. He's flatly saying, I don't want to go to that team for $29 million a year. Therefore, you can't trade me.
It's leverage until it leads you to not showing up week one, and then you're missing money.
Can we adjust the idea of leverage? He's only got leverage because the Niners are giving it to him. They're letting their emotions give it to him.
It's the same thing with the parent-child relationship. Yep. When you say you're not leaving the table until you eat your vegetables And then it's 11:45 at night, and the kid's asleep at the table.
So don't give him any leverage.
So what if both parties don't want to part?
It's not too late.
It's
Call
too late.
Ryan Williams Dibs. And say, no, yeah. we're done here.
The tough act
Click.
Ship has sailed.
Scotty, it may yeah. not be over. It sounds like both parties don't want to.
Yes. Well,
you're talking about divorce, but you don't want to sign the paper.
The Niners want a fair deal. They want. It's like, dude, got a game in 4.5 weeks. How about a couple picks and a wide receiver?
Well, they also want this over. So, sure, yes, sure. What you want and what he wants, you both maybe can't get exactly what you want. But so what's the greater desire? I think the greatest desire here is not Brandon in Pittsburgh. It's the Niners to be done with this.
I think that's
what this already have happened then, guys.
No, it wouldn't.
Well, no. They this is where the people would say they miscalculated. They miscalculated that Brandon's presence at camp just go ahead, Mark.
Jerry Dulac, Pittsburgh Post Gazette. And this is current.
Right.
Because a lot of, you know, Twitter
it's fresh
now.
Fresh Dulag?
Well, Twitter will put up the like the top of your
it's
board,
rough.
And it's like it was 12 hours ago.
Yeah. I get a lot this of your tweets current. From like last night. I'm like, ooh, look
well,
at
that's great.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, we have the
I have great things to say in March. They're going to post any moment. Anyway, Jerry Dulac, Pittsburgh Post Gazette. Quote, the Steelers have no verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk and are not in
He's
the process not. Of hammering out final details per sources. And any potential deal would not involve the Steelers giving up a player.
He's not going anywhere, man. This is headed for a holdout, Dibs.
It should.
Oh, he won't hold out. He's doing so much better in as a hold-in. You hold
Until
out,
you start
lose
losing money, Dibs.
When you hold in, you never lose money.
Yeah, no, but when week one, He starts missing game checks.
He won't miss game checks.
Not if he's
so
there.
If he continues to hold in and he goes out and practice, ooh, I felt a tweak, 820 grand
on.
With me in sweats.
But I agree with Guru because if the goal is the goal for Brandon is not the 14.1
at all.
The goal for Brandon is his next deal. And if you go out and act a fool starting week one, you just torpedoed.
Yeah. Well, you can already argue that he's already acted a fool if he had a trade in place to New England and he turned it down and you got people
Agreed.
Like yourself
I agree.
Calling him a crybaby and Michael Silver is saying that the adult in the room is Debo Samuel.
I didn't call him a crybaby. Yeah. I said this is how I would handle it. We gave you what you
if
wanted.
If this
you
happened
said, no,
and you turned it down.
We're done here.
Okay.
I'm no crybaby. I'm not calling him a name. We're done yeah. here. That's how I would
he
handle it.
He don't want to leave and they don't want him to go.
We gave you what you wanted and you still don't want it. We
That's
are
how I feel,
done
yeah.
here.
Well, I mean,
so pick the phone up and call. Why haven't you talked since May?
Oh, because the two sides are probably so far apart. And I also think that he went back with a second ask. And this is something that we've theorized yeah. where, you know, because Brandon Ayuk himself said, my suit was ready. We were close to getting it done. And then all those other deals came in and his agent probably said, whoa, we don't want to settle for whatever, 24. When these guys are, Amon-Ra's getting 30. I'm every bit the player that he is. Hey, Ryan Williams, my agent,
wow,
call them
man.
Back and say 24 is no longer an option. I'm
he
on
ain't
30.
Better
so, and the Niners probably got that second call and thought, what?
By the way, he's not Amon-Ra St. Brown.
No, he's not.
He's not.
And there's no shame in that.
And there's nuance there because I know people will look at the numbers and it's very hard for those of us who are just fans to remove ourselves from fantasy football and outcomes and numbers. And I know I've joked all week that I spent way too much time on vacation watching sports documentaries. So if my opinions have been shaded by Netflix, yeah. I apologize, but here's the deal. Amon-Ra St. Brown is known by every Lion in that locker room as the best player on the team. Yeah. When you game plan against the Detroit Lions, that is the first name that comes up when you are game planning against the Detroit Lions. And Amon-Ra, still, with that around his neck, put up 1,500 Man. Yards. Okay?
He's a bad boy.
Brandon Ayuk, I'm not even saying he can't be that, but he's not that yet.
That's your opinion.
No, he has never been the best player on his team.
What is his opinion of himself? That's exactly what matters.
It's not, because he's under
contract. It is when he tells his agent, this is what we want.
Well, too bad.
And if the under contract thing was really the most prevailing part of this, then they never would have talked extension in the first place, because he is under contract.
Right.
But he's extension eligible, and exactly. He's a very good player. Mm-hmm. So he's never been the best
mind,
player on his team.
He's thinking that he's more close to that number than he is probably closer to the number he initially
and
offered.
Every employee in America thinks they're worth more than they're getting. Too bad.
Well, it's not too, too bad.
It is, unless they let it.
It's too bad it's right now for the Niners because they're dealing with this day after day.
It's a bad look.
I agree. You guys are going to have a fun show today because there's a lot to cover. And it's all going to be talked about and covered.
Every time you say that, I'm like, we do every day.
I will just, for emphasis.
And stop getting offended when I text you in the middle of the show. It's because I'm a P1 and I love your show and I want nothing but accuracy.
You see, I'm sorry, Grandy. I disparaged the chiropractor.
Yeah, that guy, my bad. You're not going to
get Joe Jolly.
How dare you?
Your dad's the exception.
No endorsement deal for you there.
Oh,
Lord.
Shoot.
Yeah. All right.
You know what station this is? 95.7, The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.